Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. And I am so excited about having one of my favorite people in the world, especially in Congress, back on the show. Congressman Steve Chabot is the U.S. Congressman from the 1st District of Ohio, the Cincinnati area, southern Ohio, a beautiful part of the world. He is also the ranking member of the House Small Business Committee, does great work there, standing up for you and me, small business owners, every day in the House to make sure that we get the help that we can possibly get from the government. And hopefully, I know he's trying really hard to make sure that the government doesn't hurt us any more than is possible. And I'm excited about having him back on the show. Congressman Chabot, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be with you and your listeners because you're one of those sources that can really help small business, and that's what I really care the deepest about. So we're on the same page. So thanks for having me again.
Well, thank you, and I know you do. And one of the things I like about you, Congressman Chabot, is you actually made a payroll before.
That's right.
A lot of members of Congress can say that, and that's one of the reasons I admire you. I want to talk about, there's several things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the stimulus package in a minute, but before we do that, we got to talk about super duper extra super Tuesday, whatever they called it, the Atomic Tuesday that we just had. John McCain had a wonderful night. Mitt Romney didn't do so well, and what's crazy though is he did better really than Huckabee, but they're saying Huckabee had a good night.
Yeah, well, I think it's one of those low expectations things, and there weren't too many people in the media talking about Huckabee, but he sure did well, especially in the South, but really in other areas as well, and so he just surprised a lot of people, and I think that's why he's gotten a lot of attention here.
One thing about Huckabee, he has been an efficient candidate. I mean, for the delegates he's got, has anybody ever spent less money and gotten more delegates than him?
I don't think so. If he doesn't make this thing, well, I think it'd be, if somebody wants to go into business with the guy, I'm telling you, he can really do a lot with very little.
Well, you know, I predicted, Congressman Chabot, when I made my 08 predictions at the end of December, I couldn't predict who the presidents would be because who the nominees would be, because it was just too hard, and I've been proven my concern has been well-founded, I think, so far. But I did predict the vice presidents.
Really?
And I predicted that Huckabee, here's what I predicted for the Republicans. I predicted that Huckabee would be on one line or the other of the Republican nomination.
Wow, not too many people have done that, although I think you may well be proven right. McCain, if he is the nominee, and it looks like he probably will be on the Republican side, he may need to shore up, you know, the South and some of his conservative folks, evangelicals and others, and Huckabee would be a great choice for that, and he's just a good person as well. I didn't really know him well and still don't know him personally well, but just followed him in this campaign. He has just a sense of decency about him that just comes through, and he's just, you know, I think well-spoken and just a nice guy, and it comes across, and I think he'd make a good pick.
Well, barring some kind of a meltdown or a catastrophe or something nobody can predict, it looks like McCain's the nominee apparent, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and you know, when you talk about predictions, Jim, I'll tell you this. I actually predicted after the 2004 election, so this is almost 4 years ago, when asked, I said, you know, I think it'll be McCain versus Hillary Clinton was my pick. And it looked like McCain was out of it, you know, for a while there. And it looked like I wasn't too good a predictor, but he's come back. And it seems like I was more confident on the other side with Hillary Clinton, but it looks like she and Barack Obama are in a neck-and-neck race, and it's anybody's guess how that's going to go.
What do you think about that?
It's amazing. You know, the one thing I really like about Barack Obama and his campaign, number one, it hasn't been particularly negative, which is somewhat refreshing. Yeah. Number two, he's brought a lot of enthusiasm into the race, especially with young people who tend not to maybe vote in high numbers or be as interested perhaps in older folks, and I think that's good. The thing I, to be honest with you, and I don't think you want to get too much into politics here, Jim, but the thing I am a little concerned about is when you look at his actual voting record, when you cut through the kind of niceness of the race, you know, National Journal just came out last week and indicated that he is the most liberal member of the Senate, and that's a pretty liberal body when you consider you got Ted Kennedy's over there.
Right, right, and
John
Feingold and
press. So,
yeah,
you know, that concerns me, and I hope that everybody will take a close look at just not the person's smile and how good a speech they give. And this goes for Republicans, too, but let's look at where they stand on the issues.
Exactly, but we had an interesting day, and for America, yesterday was a wonderful day. In my opinion, regardless of which party you belong to and who you were rooting for, yesterday was one of the best things about America, in my opinion. 22, right back with Congressman Steve Chapman. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Load it up just for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff, including the show and past shows that we've done, thousands of past shows that are available to you in archive form. You can stream them. You can podcast them. Burn them onto a CD. We'll give you fair use possession of them. Lots and lots of stuff there. Articles, Brain Trust members, my newsletter, the blog, all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. I'm very excited about having Congressman Steve Chapman on the show, folks. Once again, he's a great champion for small business. He's been one himself in the past, and we appreciate that about him, folks. Whenever you get a chance, and Congressman, I know you're a Republican, but I belong to the Small Business Party, Congressman, and what I tell my audience is wherever you can find someone running for office who's made a payroll, Democrat, Republican, mugwump, I don't care what their party affiliation is, give them a serious consideration.
I think you're right. Yeah, too many really have either come from academia or some other field.
Or law, or they're lawyers.
Right, and they work for some big firm or whatever. So, I mean, I think it's important that you have people that actually have met a payroll. I think you're exactly right, Jim.
When I think about this, now, as I say, you're a Republican. You go best 2 falls out of 3 with the Democrats. But wouldn't your experience in Congress be much more valuable and much more productive if most of the Democrats had made a payroll? They could still be Democrats. They could still believe in what Democrats basically believe in. But if they'd made a payroll, most of them, wouldn't your experience be better?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, the thing that disturbs me about that, Jim, is that so often it's almost like they're at war with business. You know, they seem to be kind of attacking business and saying how bad it is. I think, and again, not to get terribly political, but that was sort of John Edwards' shtick.
Yeah.
Was his thing,
you
know, pit people, you know, the employer against the employee, basically.
The only thing that I will say, and I've said this before, and I thought it was very interesting, and unfortunately it's telling, I think. Congressman Dodd, Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, when he ran for president before he got out, he billed himself, Congressman Chapman, as the pro-business Democrat. Now, why would a politician need to call himself a pro-business politician?
Yeah, it ought to be a given.
It ought to be understood, shouldn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, we're not the enemy, Congressman. There's a quote from a person who said, some guy once said, no poor man ever gave me a job.
That's exactly
you
right.
You know, and you know, go ahead.
They don't seem to understand that making a profit is not a bad thing. When they hear about profit, all they think about is we got to tax that some more, either a windfall type tax or something else. We want businesses, whether they're small or medium or large, we want them to make a profit so they can employ more people, and that's basically the backbone of this country. You know, let's not have them in our targets all the time, which is one of the reasons that I think we absolutely need to make the tax cuts that we've passed in the past permanent.
We've got to make them permanent.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. Let me ask you quick, before we leave what happened yesterday, I want to ask you one quick question. Do you still believe that Hillary is going to be the nominee?
I do, but, you know, I wouldn't say it's a slam dunk anymore. I was pretty confident that she would be a while back, and Obama seems to be coming along. And
what do you think the chances are of a Hillary and Barack ticket?
I personally think they're very, very good. I think if Hillary wins, I think she will pick him.
Is that the worst combination the Republicans could see?
No, I think it's actually a pretty good.
Would you look forward, as a Republican, would you look forward to that combination?
I would with Hillary, mainly because I think there's a deep-seated distrust of Hillary amongst.
Do you think that could overcome the affinity a lot of people feel for Obama?
I do, yeah. Although
yeah, very interesting.
Obama will bring a lot of folks out, new folks out to vote, and I think that's basically a good thing for democracy. But I think it invigorates probably both sides, all Americans, I hope.
Yep. Yeah,
I
do too.
A huge turnout this year, a very big turnout, I think that's good for the country.
It's going to continue to be an interesting year politically. Okay, Congressman, let's turn to policy, and let's talk about this stimulus package. And let me say before you get started that I have already been on record, Congressman, as being four square against any kind of stimulus package to come out of the government. We don't need it. Keep our money there. Don't give it back to us.
Yeah. Well, you may well be right, but this thing's pretty much a done deal, Jim.
Yeah.
It went, I think, record time. We just heard about it maybe 2 weeks ago that it was even being considered, and the leadership on the Republican side and the Democratic side got together and put together a package pretty quickly. And
Congressman, that alone is a good reason for me to be afraid of it.
That's probably right. There's a lot of things I don't like about it. You know, one of the things is that it doesn't include all Americans, and you have limits. You say over a certain amount, you know, you don't get anything back, and these are the folks that pay most of the taxes in this country. Some of the things I do like about it is the business incentives, especially in there.
What are the business incentives? Because I'm trying to find those things. They're not very. I mean, the reports don't even identify them very well.
It's not real clear. And again, what I'm going to say here, Jim, is still up in the air because the Senate really hasn't totally dealt with it yet, and it could be modified. But in general, there are two basic business incentives here. The first would increase small business expensing limits, and it would allow owners to write off business purchases.
More than 125? More than 125,000?
Up to 250,000.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hang on to that thought. I have an opinion about that one. We're going to come back and talk about a little bit more about the stimulus package and the budget that's going to be that's being passed right now. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go,
Cat. That is Carl Perkins, ladies and gentlemen, not Elvis Presley. He's the original blue suede shoes guy, if you didn't know that. Welcome back. It's 7 till. We're visiting with our good friend Congressman Steve Chabot. He is the congressman from the 1st District of Ohio, the Cincinnati area, and ranking member of the House of the House Small Business Committee. Congressman, you've got a little campaigning to do between now and the end of the year, don't you?
I do. I represent what they call a swing district. You know, about I'd say 90% of the congressional districts around the country are either very Republican or very Democratic, and those members of Congress who represent those districts don't have to worry too much. They're pretty assured of their jobs. But about 10% of us are in the swing district category where they can go either way, and I happen to represent one of those. I wish they were all, 100% of them were like that, because it makes it more interesting. You have to keep closely in touch with the folks
right.
You represent. But it also can be challenging every 2 years, so I've got another barn burner this time.
Well, Congressman, for all you folks and this might actually not be to your advantage, Congressman, for me to endorse you, but I'm endorsing you right now, and so...
Well, thank you, for
all you small business owners in the 1st District of Ohio, you can't do better than to represent your interests than Congressman Steve Chabot. And so you got my endorsement. It won't do as much as Chuck Connor did for Huckabee, but maybe it'll help a little bit. Okay, the the stimulus package that may help some businesses is currently Section 179 of the IRS code allows for businesses to expense instead of depreciate up to $125,000 worth of equipment and computers, software, things like that.
Right.
And under the stimulus package, is that going to be doubled?
Yes, it's going up to $250,000 per piece of equipment, and it's up to actually $800,000 total. So one multiple equipment, but it's,
That will help the larger small businesses.
Right.
It'll be a low percentage of all businesses, but it will help the larger small businesses.
That's right. And again, Jim, this isn't the perfect bill by any stretch of the imagination. It's not, you know, one that I would have written exactly like the overall thing is.
Heavily crafted and influenced by the Democrats, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And the second component of this that should benefit some business, it also includes a 50% bonus depreciation deduction on property and equipment, basically, that has a life time of less than 20 years. That's what you can get for the first year.
So that'll be helpful, too. So we'll see. Now, is this thing going to be signed this week?
I don't think so. You know, it's still we passed it in the House a couple of weeks ago. The Senate was still working on it.
I thought they wrapped it up yesterday. I was thinking that maybe they didn't. I was thinking
I don't think they did. If they did, I think it was in different form from the House.
Okay.
If it is, then we have to pass it. Both houses have to pass it again.
When will be the first time that citizens, taxpayers, will actually get a check?
The estimates are we're probably talking May or so.
Yeah. And will a real check come in the mail?
Yeah, a real check will come. Now, again, something that I don't particularly care about, and I would have written different, is this doesn't go to everybody who pays taxes. It cuts off basically at about $150,000.
Right.
You may get it if you're over that a little bit, but it starts coming down pretty quickly there.
And it'll be, $600 and $1,200 per family and individual?
That's right. If you're a married couple, you'll get up to $1,200 plus $300 per child. So if you've got a couple of kids, you can add $300 per child.
Congressman, I'm sorry. I only have 1 minute left for the budget. Tell us what you know about the budget.
Well, the budget, the Democrats say it's dead on arrival, as they always do, and Republicans used to say it was dead on arrival when President Clinton sent it over. But it's about $3.1 trillion, and it's clearly big. There's money there, you know, to make sure that our military is where it needs to be. There's money for health care. There's money for all kinds of things, but you never please everybody, and it'll change a lot before Congress acts on it.
Right. Well, thank you for the hard work that you're doing up there, Congressman. Do you want to give us your website, please?
Yeah, it's it's www.house.gov/Shabbat, C-H-A-B-O-T.
House.gov/Shabbat.
That's right.
S-H-A-B-O-T. C-H-A-B-O-T.
Right, C-H-A-B-O-T.
Congressman Shabbat, thank you for being here, and thank you for being a great champion for small businesses everywhere.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks. Congressman Shabbat, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's me. And this program, as you know, is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.